Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We want to do a moment of silence for Debbie's son, James. Of those of you that don't know, Debbie's the assistant clerk here, and her son passed away about a week ago.
26,
he's an Iraqi, he's an Iraq war veteran. Just to let her know she's in our prayers.
Mayor, I'd like to add that Ms. Daly sincerely expressed her thanks for the support from the community and the borough officials at this difficult time for her. So she wished that I do let you know that as well.
We told her at that night whatever she needs, and everything's out the window time-wise, whatever she needs.
Thank you.
Okay, may I take a roll call?
Please.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francis absent. Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Were there a few items we wanted to remove?
We were upon R11-242 and R11-244.
Okay. With those removals, would you offer?
I'll offer.
Offer by Ms. Kane?
I'll second.
Second by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carried. All right, now we're going to go back to R11-242.
Dissolution for
ordering
services for the dissolution.
Do we want to table that?
Yes.
To the January 18th?
It's got to be the 18th, yeah, because Tim's going to do some research first, right, Tim? And come back to us.
And that's an offer by Mayor Nolan? Seconded by?
Seconded.
Mr. Redmond? Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
All right, the next item we pulled was Resolution R11-244, which was the DPW supervisor stipend.
I think, my opinion, no more has to be said than that we're a couple hundred thousand or more in the hole. Cut
so we're not
okay.
doing
I'm
offering
vote
a motion
no.
to do it.
Correct. Well, I'll offer a motion for no.
You don't have to.
Okay.
For that, no.
Then there's no motions.
Failed for lack of motion.
And 242 will be at January 18th, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right, the next item is Resolution R11-230. I would like to announce that I did have a typo in it. It was under EDC Electric for the total bid, which I had $50,700. It should be $55,700.
So
we want to know
who is in fact the lowest bidder.
If you go with the base bid, it's Quality. If you go with the base and the alternate, it would be Kubiak.
So the total bill... The total lowest bid would be Kubiak, correct?
If you do both of them. Mm-hmm.
And that would be $49,335.
Okay. The question with the alternate is do we need it to come on automatically when this is a manned building? You know what I mean? The other ones are
as long
pump
as,
stations
yeah.
and such as that?
As long as we have a situation where it's crystal clear we're not leaving them here permanently. That they're going to be brought out when we know, obviously 99% of the time, we'll say 90%. We know there's a warning for something that's going to happen. We wheel them out at that point, hook them up, and with this resolution we're doing tonight for the automatic transfer switches, they would then turn on. Is that correct?
Correct.
We'll hook them up, the power goes out, they turn on automatically, whereas now someone has to physically come out and turn them on.
Right, if somebody physically throws a switch.
Right now.
Right.
So in general, 90% of the time, I'll say for argument's sake, we know when there's a situation, hurricane, whatever, we wheel them out, hook them up, and then when the power's out, they'll turn on automatically with this. Okay.
But the question is, this is a manned building.
Right.
Somebody here, do we need to spend the additional $8,000 to turn that generator on when somebody could walk, say, from PD down there and push the button and start it himself?
I guess the only thing you have to think about is if PD leaves there and goes over the other place.
If we're doing that.
Which they did during the hurricane.
They did during the hurricane. That's the only thing you have to think about.
At either side,
it's
going to be at, yeah.
Well, then we still need somebody here to take that generator out so it doesn't go underwater. So, I'm just bringing it up.
Oh,
whatever you want to do.
I'll go with the whole thing.
Go to the whole shooting match?
I'll go with the whole thing. If the lowest bidder is now who? With the both bids?
Kubiak and Son.
Okay, I'll offer the lowest bidder.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Base bid and alternate.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to engineer status report.
We have Rob here, please, yes. Sir.
Thank you. Talk about a few of the projects this evening. The 2011 road improvement project design is near completion. We'll be advertising in the winter. We typically get bid pricing in the winter as well, so that's our intended schedule. Highland Avenue, the concrete work is progressing. We're moving towards Miller Street. In addition, the gas company will be relocating their gas main on Miller near Route 36. We don't have an exact schedule. We anticipate that within the next few weeks. And then depending on weather, they might take a break from the spring. Bay Avenue, we are requesting concurrence of the award from the DOT. Once we receive their concurrence back, we will then schedule the pre-construction meeting and moving forward, most likely in the spring if that's on track. But at least we can get a pre-construction meeting and some of the shop drawing reviews and all that out of the way during the winter months. And that's my report tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I just want to ask a question on that. We're still within scope and budget, right? Everything?
Yes.
We haven't spent any additional
funds. Well, we spent additional for some of the drainage that we had to redesign because the utility companies, when they relocated that line, even though they had our stuff, they didn't, they still didn't get out of our way. So we had to redesign some of the drainage portions of it. Didn't want to spend a couple additional dollars in structures, but we were able to reduce it in other items in the contract. So right now, overall, we are still within budget.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Rob, were you at the meeting today with the gentleman from the marina?
No, that was Dale.
Dale was there. Okay. Would you mind, I want to put you on the spot, any updates that you can share?
We did meet with him. I'm not sure how much I can talk about tonight.
I wouldn't talk about much at all because there has been a threat of litigation.
May I reiterate our concern about safe for the winter?
Yes, I think Dale knows that the borough's concern is that the street and
is the, up for
and
the winter
sewer
and
be secured for the winter. And the property owner, through his attorney, and I'm assuming today at the meeting through his engineer, has been notified that if we're not satisfied, we will do what we have to do to protect our infrastructure.
It was a topic of discussion today, was the concerns. Tim and I reiterated that to them, that our main concern is the roadway and the infrastructure being the sewer. And our concerns about it staying in its current condition.
Just, I guess, a yes, no answer. Is there another planned meeting?
Okay to ask me? I would say yes.
Okay. So you guys are on top of it.
Of course.
As on top of it as the property owner will let us be.
Yes.
I'll ask the question because I know some of the people here also, if I may, with it is litigation. Is there anything we can share with our other issue from the mudslide related to the hurricane? Has there been any new developments on that end that we could share? Because some of the folks are here.
Well, Mr. Hill can share, I think, the nature of some of the actions his office has taken. There's nothing new from the legal standpoint. If you want to do that now or wait till the public?
Yeah,
I think you want to do that now.
Sounds
that way.
Okay. Want to defer to me on that now, Mayor?
Please, sir.
Basically, a letter was sent to the upslope property owners notifying them of the secondary, what we refer to as the SESI observation, a summary of the conditions. Some of the property owners have responded to us, some have not. We did find and did issue a stop work order yesterday when it was brought to our attention that there was someone up along that slope conducting work that shouldn't have been done. No one had notified us. Unfortunately, no one had really notified us, but luckily it was caught by a borough official and action was taken. So we are keeping up with it. That's about all I can say at this point. And we're hoping for more cooperation as we move forward. It's going to be a long process.
I understand you've gotten some verbal responses. Have any of them been positive?
Everybody wants to work together. I can say that. I believe one of the condo associations is going to be reaching out to other property owners in the area about conducting some additional work. Wants to see if a joint thing, but that's not inclusive of the borough at this point.
At what point do you respond?
Excuse me, can I have your name for the record?
I'm sorry.
Your name?
Oh, Brian Weinstein, 317.
Thank you.
After you were going to stop, and there will be a public session.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to get asked the question.
I was just asking, I can ask in a public session too, but it was just originally when we talked about it before the inspection was performed, before that inspection was performed, you're talking about possible severe action.
Well, severe action, I'm going to defer to the attorney on, because that action would indicate, based on the report, of what can be done. Some of the items in the report, enforcing what we would consider severe action, is difficult to define.
Well, I'm just saying, because in the report, it was recommended that the one particular property be vacated immediately.
Right, that's a recommendation. And that property owner has provided us with additional information that we're working with that property owner on.
Okay. Is any of this going to be public or something, or is it verbal? How do we find out where we're proceeding?
It'll become public at some point, but it's not right now because nothing's been committed to.
Okay.
They haven't committed to do what we want them to do.
Right. Well, I mean, if they're supplying something in writing to you, isn't that...
Anything, well, if they have, but they haven't yet, right? My understanding is nothing.
They want additional information as well.
Okay. They're verbal and they're requesting more information at this point.
Okay. And next up we have a Coastal Blue Acres application. Who's speaking to that?
This is just to let you know that there's an application out there from the DEP Green Acres program. It's a 50% matching granting fund. To help coastal towns acquire land on a barrier island or within 150 feet of Highland Waterway, beach, or dune to help prevent flooding. And there's a deadline for the application of February 15th.
But it is, the state has taken an additional effort too. If you have an open space tax, and some communities have an open space tax that generates lots of dollars, they're allowing them to use some of their open space money for acquisition and trying to match in other monies. But I don't know. I don't want to say this in a negative way. I don't know if we'd be looking to acquire properties at this point in the borough for open space preservation regarding these situations, but it's something that we can look at further.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments on that?
I don't think we'd make February 18th.
It would be hard.
The next item is New Jersey American Water rate increase. Mr. Hill?
I'm sure, hopefully, folks are aware there has been a notice from New Jersey American to the Board of Public Utilities to potentially do a rate increase. We are going to try to get specific information as it relates to Highlands because there's many different aquifers. There's all kinds of... The report that came in was very detailed, but we want to know exactly what it's going to impact our rate payers at this point. I know most municipalities in the public hearings that have been held have been pretty much adamant that no one's really in approving from the public sector at this point of that. The borough council probably will be doing a resolution opposing such rate increases in the future as well.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Looks like we're moving on to public portion.
You have the sheet? I just want to share, I got an email today from the Freeholder Board. They're going to have, they're starting a new thing in Monmouth County called Grow, this is what I'm reading from, Grow Monmouth. It's a concerted effort to support business and create jobs, which are vitally important to all of us in the county. They're going to have quarterly meetings. The first one's January 19th, which I'm going to go to. After that, obviously 3 months later, there'll be another one. I think we should all... We can, whoever wants to go up here, rotate into them and bring what we feel, you know, we need help from the county onto the table, and generally they're pretty responsive. Mr. Mandrot, you're first up, sir.
Mandrot, 268 Bay Site. I'd like to thank the fire department. We had a party on Sunday down at the VFW for Mr. Erickson and Mr. O'Neill, the woman that just came back. Mr. O'Neill's going back over in February, and Erickson just came home. And the fire department sent the American flag down there. It was a good turnout of some of the citizens.
Looked very good.
And it was nice, but we should have some more cooperation. These are returning men, and it was nice that it was put on
so it was there. But...
Nice article in the paper, too. Asbury Park Press cover.
And
the second thing, I agree with you with the rate increase. The other thing is, up by the bank, the house on Linden Avenue, put a gabion wall up there. Who okayed that gabion wall?
That was a stop work order.
Because that has to start at the bottom. We put one up here on...
That was what you did today?
Yesterday.
That was the stop work order that they did yesterday. So clearly nobody did.
That'll cave right in.
There was no approval given.
There was no approval. That's a lot of weight with that stone that hill can't sure. hold. You've got to start at the bottom and work up. And that's why the hill is held up on Portland Road, right behind the comet. And it's an expensive operation. And the other thing is Bayside Drive, Exxon hasn't been back. They put the base coat in. And they just left it. My son's house, every time it rains, it's getting
Have they contacted you at all? When is the... I know that was a temporary patch. When is the final... Is there a schedule?
They're proposing to jointly with the borough to redo a significant portion of that road.
Jointly mean we'll watch them do it? Or?
No. ExxonMobil would love it. They're going to try to match just 50%. That's what the request was in, and we're waiting to get that in writing so we can move forward.
I think Chris was going to ask for...
Well, we were 30, but we ended up to 50. That's what we were
at. I think he was looking to go 30 the other way, meaning 30 on our end.
We'll follow up on it,
but I know that's what he was talking about. And it was a reason he came up with the percent of something that we were supposed to do.
It's a relatively new road.
Right.
Right on the corner of Matthew Street and Bayside Drive, we got a big crater up here. The town can come up and throw in some blacktop in.
Okay.
And the other thing I'd like to thank the town, they came up and they did from top of the hill by King Street all the way down to Bayside. They cleaned all the leaves out of the ditch and everything. And the water's running pretty good.
Mr. Hill will go up and take a look at that crater too, sir.
Okay.
Okay? I'll have somebody go up and take care of it. Is that it, Mr. Mandra?
That's it.
Okay. Kim Skorka.
I have two questions. One is, have you heard back from Cologne and the Army Corps of Engineering?
I didn't think I was going to hear from the Army Corps of Engineering, but I did put a call into him again today to make sure everything happened the way it was. I don't know if you've seen what's been going on down there the last couple days in Washington. I'm not surprised I didn't get a call back right away. But I did get a call from somebody who represented themselves as being connected to him and may need some more information. So I spoke to Mr. Hill today. We may be dropping that. I'm going to find out from him. That's why I called him again. So it's really somebody, you know, with him. And then if that's the case, we'll be dropping it off at his West Long Branch office tomorrow.
Okay.
Because he has a regional office down there.
Okay. And my other question is on that SESI report, the building 160D Linden Avenue, that's the one that's perched on the edge of the hill. And the report says, we recommend this structure be vacated immediately until a full geotechnical and structural evaluation can be completed. Can someone explain, as far as I know, there are still people living there tonight, so I need someone to explain to me why they're still there and the definition of vacate and immediate.
What can we share? That's
Listen, you're talking about putting someone out on the street, and that isn't necessarily an easy thing to do. We're working with the owner of the property. That's actually a tenant, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
The person in that structure is a tenant. And we're working with the owner to try and relocate the tenant. But so far, we haven't been able to relocate the tenant. And there's a number of legal concerns the town has when you take someone out of their home and put them someplace else. And that's what we're trying to work through with the owner of the property and the tenant.
Can you tell me when their lease expires?
I cannot know.
Well, let me ask the question. In a hypothetical standpoint, if the lease expired tomorrow, would a order of vacate stop from being renewed? That's kind of what you're getting at, right, Kim?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you, but it sounded like that's where you were going.
What I'm getting at is, at the very least, I expect to see
the expiration of
all the lease. You know, now you're...
I don't want to open a can of worms. I just
well, frankly, now you're getting into an area that's more landlord-tenant law. The town doesn't have a right to order a lease not be renewed. And the law in New Jersey is very tenant-friendly, which is one of the problems that we have in the first place. It's very hard to get someone out of their home. So
even for lack of payment.
It's
gotten easier, but...
Yeah, I mean, the New Jersey protects roofs over people's heads. A savvy tenant, and I'm not saying this is in general, I'm not saying anything to do with this situation, a savvy tenant can stay in a place a long time if they know how to manipulate the system. And I'm not saying that that's what any, none of that's happening here. What I'm saying is that the lease expiration date has nothing to do with the discussions we're having. Okay. That's not playing into what we're trying to do at all.
Okay. Just one more question. Is the tenant aware of the structural issues with the structure they're renting?
Not that we're not. We don't know.
We did not provide. We it's our legal obligation to provide to the owner, correct?
That's not like a binding thing. That was an investigation and a suggestion. It wasn't a writ.
That's why we're going to continue to have discussions.
It wasn't an order of vacate. It was a suggestion.
That was basically what that was.
Wasn't the notice mailed to that address?
I'm actually going to say, Brian won't. We won't check. Is that correct?
You're getting better. Wine
check. I was going to say, by the end of this, wine check. I'm sorry.
It's
on this thing. 317C, Shore Drive. The record.
Notices are sent to the record, the owner, the taxpayer of the property.
Oh, I thought that's not what was said previously. Previously, it was said to every unit, everybody that lives there received.
No. We
never
said
condo associations, the units are individually owned. So every unit for the associations received a letter.
Okay. For not necessarily.
Isn't there an obligation for public safety for the person living in that house that they wouldn't be made aware, even though they're not the owner of the property? I mean, if you have a situation where there's imminent danger and your engineer has already said that this property should be vacated immediately, obviously he has great concerns over the safety of that property. And my to follow up on that, to continue, is even if the person vacates the property, the house is still there. The house is still on the edge, and obviously very close to the edge. It doesn't, just because they move out doesn't change anything for us.
The fact that it's
hypothetically, though, if they do have the work done and they find that it's okay, then where do we stand?
Well, that's different. Now you have a safe home, but
it's still in the same situation it is right as we speak today. So I don't want to go hypothetical.
Well, no, obviously, if somebody has an engineer come out and they find a fix to the problem and they're able to make that house secure, where it's not going to come down the hill, the person can go on living there. I mean, how that's done, I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying that as of right now, obviously the engineer, the assessor report says that feels there's a great danger for that one particular home that's that close. And I would think that we would, as a town, we have an obligation to the person living in that structure that they should know about this. The owner of the property might not have notified them. And they have no clue what danger they're in.
We don't know that.
Not for nothing. If you can't walk out the back of that building and see what they're doing,
well, you
mean
as a
council,
you can't notify the person living in that house, even though they're not the owner of the house, or what's going on? I know. I mean, if I rented a place, I would want to know.
We're getting into areas that deal with the nature of the litigation between the property owner and the town.
Okay.
And we have to be careful how we handle that, their contractual relationship. We don't know whether the owners notify the tenant or not. So this is all, we're all speculating.
Right.
The tenant may be perfectly aware. We don't know. So we're in an area where the speculation does us no good.
And Brian, I'm not the guy, and I don't think anyone else up here is that would want to, and I'm not saying hide, but stand behind it. We can't. I mean, I approach you Wind and Sea the other night trying to, you know,
sure,
let you know we're still on the job and trying to do what we got to do, but there's certain things clearly with three potential or ongoing litigations going on, we can't really speak to certain things specifically, and I apologize to you for that.
I'm concerned with the safety of the people that are living in that
Obviously
house.
We are too, but there's only certain things, and there might be things happening behind the scenes that we can't make you aware of right
okay.
now.
Okay, but does it look like we're going to have more information within the next couple of weeks, a few weeks or a month? In other words, you have to tell me what you're doing, what they're saying. Does it look like something's happening?
We'll have information. I don't know what it will be and if it's going to be something that's eligible for sharing. Again, you're asking me to speculate as to what the property owner is going to come forward with. I have no idea what he's going to come forward with. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
But we've been forthcoming with all the information.
Right, there's no reason to hold the fact if we can make it public.
Right, right.
Okay, anything else, Brad?
Well, the other thing was...
Kim was done. I asked her.
I was done. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't remember any dates being given on the application to be filed for FEMA as when we might hear a response. I never wrote down.
Tim had another meeting with them, correct?
I had another meeting with FEMA yesterday. It was regarding, or was it today?
We had two. We actually had two since the last meeting.
Yeah, we've been meeting with FEMA officials directly. As far as the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, the only feedback that we've received so far is on one particular grant that we had applied for regarding lifting of homes. That was one project that we had submitted, and there was other questions that they needed answered on that. And the indications coming back right now are not favorable, only because of the assessed damage of a home. In order for FEMA really to get involved with that at this point at the level we were seeking, the assessed damage of the home would have been 50% of their assessed value. And that's quite significant, as you can imagine. There were seven applications submitted. We haven't heard back.
Nothing in reference to the hillside.
We haven't heard anything back on.
But I don't think they would anyway until the new year, to be honest with you, because it's such a broad scope.
I didn't know whether there was a speculation in January, February.
Well, don't forget, too, they increased the residential one, probably, what, 3 times the deadline? I think the last one was at the end of November, right? Right. And that started at sometime, it was going to be October 15th, I believe, was the first deadline, then October 31st, because it was so much. They had so much gathering of information to do. But I did reference, I will tell you, in my correspondence about FEMA grants for both sites to Congressman Belong. Not that he has any say on that or not, I have no idea, but I did reference that in there.
Well, you don't know, he knows.
Clearly, yeah, the situation. And like I said, when I called, he knew the block and, the route to the ferry, so he knows the date. He knows where you're at. Anything else, Brian?
Before the next meeting.
Next meeting is the first, reorg. That's more of a formal meeting. The first, that's just basically the swearing into the new people and.
Okay. But as far as your conversations with Bologna and information.
Can I make that public?
Now and then, how would we find that out?
Can I make that public if he sends me anything back?
If Bologna sends you anything? That's up to Congressman Bologna.
I don't see why not.
No, I don't see why not.
I still have Kim's email. If that's all right, I'll send it to Kim.
You can respond, yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay?
We're in touch with them also.
Good.
But, originally we were, and I sent them the information, but they're not getting back to.
Well, it's been a battle down there Monday and Tuesday. I don't know if you saw the news or not, but with the payroll tax and trying to bring guys, men and women back in a session, and so I'm not surprised that nobody heard from anybody down there, to be honest with you. Anything else, Brian?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Bernadine Harford.
That's me. Most of the points that I wanted to make.
Name and address, please, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Bernadine Harford, 168 Holland Avenue.
Thank you.
Most of the points that I wanted to make about this notice from the old moved in light of the fact that the park project is going to be put on hold. However, I do object to the tone of this, and the fact that it was placed in my mailbox, somebody should tell them that it's a federal offense to put anything but U.S. mail in the mailbox. It's a sort of a take it or leave it attitude. They say work will begin, first of all, work will be Monday, December 12th through December 31st. They never showed up on my end of Highland Avenue, which is between Miller and Valley. So people are trying to make arrangements to accommodate this. Nobody came. Work will begin at 7 a.m. People who need to go to work at that hour are going to find themselves very much inconvenienced. And then it says, please stay off all newly finished sidewalks, concrete curbs, and aprons for 3 days. That means that I can't get in and out of my driveway. What am I? And at the same time, it says, do not park. I can't fold up the car and put it in my pocket. I think this is unreasonable. I think they should have pointed out some alternatives that people could take. And I'm generally not happy with this. Now, I don't know what can be done about it, but I certainly would like to see some amelioration of this.
Dale, any, or Rob, any? Let's put you on the spot.
No.
What typically happens in other areas?
I mean, what I can say is these lenders are somewhat standard from the contractor. They'll advise the residents of the street of ongoing work, whether it might not be in front of the house on that given day they start, it might be down the street. What they typically do also is work with the residents individually about any access issues they have and more specific timing as to when they can leave a driver, get back in a driver, or need to stay away for a couple of days.
Right.
They will typically work with residents as they approach.
Right, like sections or whatever.
These letters are generally generic. They're on the road. They're going to be doing the work.
Right.
Expect inconveniences, type of thing.
They generally put them in people's mailboxes, too?
Sometimes I know they have a front door and a better, like a side door. Sometimes
put in a door.
Exactly. Sometimes people say they get it right. Well, they understand.
Yeah.
We can certainly talk to them about that, but they'll most likely when they get to. What's that?
What's the big deal about putting it in a mailbox? If it was a menu from a Chinese restaurant, you wouldn't be down objecting. You know, what's the big deal about it?
From a Chinese restaurant, they hang it on the ground. And furthermore, I don't think that Lewis should be ignored.
When they come to an apron for a house, most likely they'll knock at your door a day in advance and say that we'll be coming to your house tomorrow. Like Rob said, it's basically generic. They say, hey, look, we're in the area. You know, they don't know exactly what they're going to get. Right. And they'll give you an idea, we're going to be at your house tomorrow, or we'll be there Wednesday, or whatever the case may be. But the reason they want you to stay off for a couple of days is because the concrete's got to set up. So if you drive over too quick, it'll crack. And then you're going to have a cracked apron. That if you drove over, if they tell you you can drive over at the end of the day and it cracks, they have to replace it. If you drive over after they told you don't do it for 3 days, just let it set up more, then they're not going to come back and replace it. So that's the only reason they're doing it, just to make sure you don't crack, you don't go on it too soon. It's definitely inconvenience. I absolutely understand that. Some driveways, if they're wide enough, you can do a half an apron at a time. Normally, the residential driveways, you can't. So it's a matter of pouring the apron, getting it done, getting it out of the way. As far as start times, 7 o'clock start time is standard. Actually, I think it's by your ordinance that I think 7 to 7 is normal construction working hours.
Yes, it is.
Obviously, in the wintertime, you don't want them firing machines up at 6:30 waking people up. But normally, like a 7 o'clock start, and 7 o'clock is normally when they get there. They'll start firing their equipment up and getting things ready. So they most likely won't be digging by 7, but they're going to be on site right at 7. And then they can't go without special permission. I don't think they can go past 7 o'clock at night or weekends.
And I don't think outside of during some of the bridge stuff, we really don't.
Yeah, I'd say a general construction day is 7 to 3:30 or 4. That's a typical construction day.
I think in the bridge, it was in the summer. We did have to do a couple of things because of the time frame.
Right.
Obviously that was a
super or unforeseen stuff.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
Is there any way that you can be notified if they're going to do it?
I think a concern is the holidays, too.
The holidays.
Yes. People are coming in.
We're getting a lot of people coming and going.
Sure.
You don't want it poured on a Friday, and then you can't use it Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. The whole weekend.
Right now, especially with the weather, we tell you it was 60.
Especially with the weather.
2 days before Christmas, we're in the 60s. They haven't come out and told us directly, but they're talking about stopping at Miller, just because they know they're kind of playing roulette right now with this.
Could turn at any point.
Yeah. It get cold again, and they're pretty much done.
As it did Monday.
Exactly. Asphalt plants are closing up. A lot of them are closing up this Friday. So
they're down at least a couple weeks, right?
Right. So they're getting to the point now where they're looking at a good place to end, which they're talking about being Miller.
Okay.
And then they'll shut down
for the winter.
Hit it again
this
morning.
So it's most likely that they won't get to your side of Highland Avenue to the spring.
Right. Until the weather breaks.
Correct.
I will confirm that, though. They haven't told me that. They haven't confirmed that. I will confirm that. Okay.
Try to get you a little better ETA and it's starting time. Right.
Then they can bother you when it's nice out.
Then Mr. Hill can convey that back to
right. Them. And what will happen then at that point, you'll probably get another notice saying, hey, we're coming back. Yeah. But they'll knock on your door and give you, a day or two notice before that can affect your own.
So they start tearing down. And
that's why, if they're in the neighborhood, you don't want to be out of your driveway for a week and not knowing where they're going to be.
That's exactly
absolutely. Right. Absolutely, and I agree with you on that. I will reiterate that to them. They're normally pretty good about letting you know when they're coming right to your deck. I will reiterate that point to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Folks, the next meeting is January 1st, 1 o'clock at the Community Center for Reorganization. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah. Thank you.
Motion to close.
Bye-bye.
Second. Yeah. Bye-bye, Mr. O'Neill.
Second
by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.